In reading these passages of Scripture and thinking about all the things that have transpired in our last few weeks, there are a lot of things to me that seem to jump out from this passage. My first thoughts were of reflection on the naming of my children and thinking of the names of family members and how those names came to be. My son carries a four-generational name, Clifton. It's my middle name. It's my son's middle name. It was my dad's and his father's. And so when my daughter called me and said, "Dad, guess what Julian's middle name is going to be?" And I thought, "Clifton." And she said, "No, it's going to be Martin." I felt pretty good about that until I heard a guy on the radio the other day said, who would name their child's middle name Martin? And I said, I would. So I don't know where that puts me in that guy's perception, and I really don't care, I don't guess. But maybe for you as well, when you think about your name and the names that you have given to your children and what they meant to you at the time and why you chose them, you remember both John and Jesus' names were given before they were born by an angel. I thought about names that have meant something to me in my lifetime. Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray, Sirhan. Those that have inflicted violence upon our society have taken from us individuals that for some were voices of opposition to their particular ways of thinking. Then I thought about other things, the Kennedy era, the Reagan era, the Bush Clinton era. All these times when we speak about names of individuals that somehow or other affected the course of our nation, affected the way people look at our country, and about how it impacts us. Jesus is a disciple of John, some people say. That he had been journeying and it came this time of transition. This is the last encounter that we will have with John the Baptist other than his execution. He moves from the scene. His disciples are now in the process of deciding if they're going to follow Jesus or not. John encourages this, and we hear their name. The name that is not philosophical, doesn't speak of a great author. A name that is listed is Andrew. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he chooses that day to follow Jesus, and he goes and gets his brother. There's something so refreshing about Andrew. He's not giving out some questionable theology. He's just going and telling someone else where to find Jesus. Simon, come and see. We have found the Messiah. As I reflect upon the freshness of that mission, as I think about this individual who we remember solely because he chose on that day to become a disciple of Christ. I think about those individuals that in their encounter with God, their personalities have been changed. And for some, their names were changed. You remember Jacob, the heel clutcher, the one who had a hold of Esau's heel when he came out of the womb, the one who stole his brother's birthright, the one who was a wheeler dealer. And one night, he wrestles with an angel of God. And he reaches into this negotiated settlement. And the angel says, "Let me go." And he says, "I will not unless you bless me." And that time he changes his name from Jacob to Israel, which is no longer heel clutcher, but God clutcher. We stand with our feet, so to speak, afresh on the brink of a new year. We stand with the options of fulfilling and doing whatever it is that God might be speaking to you and I to do. We too have had our names changed, particularly, I would say, our middle name. Instead of just being Terry Clifton Martin, now it's almost like Terry Son of God Martin. And your name is not maybe just that human given middle name, but God has changed you, and you are now a daughter, a son of God. These individuals on that day at the Jordan had that time to decide, what am I going to do? You and I, in essence, will be making that choice every day this year. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every day of the week, we will be making the choice. What am I going to do about my relationship with Christ? What am I going to do about my mission in the world? I submit to you this morning that you don't have to be like Paul. write so many wonderful books and do 3 missionary journeys like these going to Honduras. That may not be where God is calling you. But I give you an assurance this morning that each one of us has some of the call of Andrew to share with others this Christ, to share with others this hope and this love. As I was preparing to come in here a while ago, someone came to me and was speaking to me about Jipo and what she meant and what a vivacious person she was. And you and I have the same choices that each one of these who have gone from us, to share, to proclaim that our name is son and daughter of God. I'll never forget my dad. He was not proud of his name, John. He used to always say, that was a horse's name. He said every horse he had and he named John, it died. And I remember him not being very happy. And I asked him one day, I said, Dad, why didn't you name me John? I would have loved to have been named after you. That's a horse's name, I thought. Until one day, we were in the back part of my grandmother's house, and my aunt had just given birth to my cousin, and we were talking about her name. And we were looking through this little pamphlet that they had given to her to look at names and all that. And my dad looked down, looked at the name John. And I will never forget the look in his face when out beside it was not horse's name, but out beside John was beloved of God. And I still remember the look on my dad's face. Your name too is loved of God. God loves each one of us. God cares for each one of us. And the joy that we have is to be a Simon. A simple Simon. To tell others about this wonderful Christ and this wonderful church where children and young couples and adults and senior folks can come and participate and give of themselves in the choir, give of themselves in handing out food, give of themselves in some place constantly this coming year. What's your name this morning? And what's it going to be this coming year in the kingdom of God? Amen.